got a flute? They need you. Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul.
And I'm Suzanne.
Hello, Suzanne. Hello. How are you today?
I was going to say wonderful, but I don't feel wonderful.
What's wrong, Suzanne?
Oh, funny you should ask. It hits me that I'm a little tired.
Oh.
Yes.
We can do this later in the day if you'd like. I mean, I realize we do tape at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, but if you'd like, we could do it later on.
Maybe you have a cot in the studio somewhere. I could take a little
a
nap.
A what? Did
a
you
cot?
Say? Oh, well, like I thought you said something else.
No, a I cot? Could take a kindergarten nap.
Yes, I'm going to. I do. We have
to
a cot.
Have a cot.
Yes. You can lie. Do you want to do it while prone, this whole thing?
Yeah, you know how sometimes I have my little snuggly blanket? I should have brought my snuggly blanket.
Yes. Oh.
I've had a long day. My day started with my dog falling down the stairs.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Is she okay?
Yes, one of our Community News guests.
She was on. It looks like you're going to cry.
I know. I was so sad. She was like, making crazy noises. Yeah, so it's been a long
time. But you're okay to tape, right?
Yeah, I'm okay.
You sure?
Yes.
You're sure?
Yeah, I'm a little concerned about her, to be honest. But I'm okay to tape, but yeah. I mean, I brought her to the vet, but he didn't really have any answers. I'm just a little concerned what happened. Yeah, because she was, like, not moving after that and scared.
Now you've got me very nervous and worried. I don't think I can be funny today.
No, but after the show...
Well, not that I'm funny any day, but...
You're always funny. After
I try.
The show, I feel that I need to go investigate. The I-team needs to put her hat on and investigate Annie and what's going on with her.
So investigate your own dog.
Right.
I see.
Yeah.
And you need to put on an I-team investigative hat to do that.
Always. And the undershirt.
And the undershirt also.
The full I-team girl.
Now, does the dog go crazy when it sees you dressed up like that? Or does the dog just realize you're crazy?
My dog loves me.
I know. All dogs love you.
Right.
But.
Well, how would I know what's in her dog hat? I mean, what all I see is somebody who adores me, sleeps with me, stays by my side every second.
Oh.
Yeah. So if she thinks I'm crazy, then she must... be very empathetic because she's always with me feeling sorry for my crazy.
Right. No, I don't want to make you feel bad, but yes. Yeah, she does all that for you, but yet you abandoned her to come tape the show. So thank you.
No, I first took her to the vet.
I understand.
I took care of her and she's fine. When I left, she was fine. She was outside. She was standing. She was back to doing normal things, but one leg was a little like funky and I'm just a little concerned.
One of my legs is a little funky today also.
Yeah, will you take... That's true. We're both getting older.
Will you take me to the vet afterwards?
Hey, by the way, you know, I have a birthday in a couple months. Are we going to do a birthday special for me?
Yes.
Show? You know how we did our Christmas party on the Christmas show? We had eggnog and all that?
Yeah, the two of us. It was a wonderful time.
I think we
time.
Should have a two of us birthday party. We have to figure out how close we taped to my birthday.
But how old are you going to be? Like 23?
Oh, thank you.
No?
I have said how old I'm going to be on the show.
I don't remember.
But for any new listeners, I am going to be 50.
50?
And fabulous.
That's it? 50?
Oh, you thought I was 60?
That's something like that.
I'm going to be 50.
I mean, 50? I can't believe it.
Though. I mean, when I met you, I was like 24 or 25. And you were about 26 or 28.
Right.
I cannot believe that you're in your 50s already, and I'm going to be 50. 50 sounded so old.
It is old.
But it's not.
It is.
Don't you feel like you're just getting started?
Anyone who says 50 is the new 40 is full of shit.
I don't like that, but in terms of feeling old, I feel like I'm still learning things. I just figured some things out. I wish I had known some of the things now that you know what I mean? I wish I knew in my 20s and 30s things I've figured out by now.
50 for me is the new 70 as far as I'm concerned. So,
no, but I just like, I think about whenever I read, like there's plenty of people that die in their 50s or 60s. And I think, do I have 12 years left? Shit, what I gotta get? I gotta get a lot done in the next. Like when I read that Princess Leia died at 60, I'm like, that could be 10 years and I could be dead. And look at how much Carrie Fisher did. And look at how much, you know, I've done. But there's a lot of things that I still want to do.
Carrie Fisher did not do Community News, okay?
She didn't, but I feel like I have 10 years to accomplish all these things, you know. And listen, you could die before that. I mean,
right.
My own mother died before 30. People die in their 40s, 50s. But I'm just saying, lately it feels like you read about a lot of people dying in their 50s, 60s, 40s. So it's freaky because it's like, I don't feel like I'm just getting started. I feel like I just graduated high school.
It's a very morose Community News
day. No,
I'm
going
to cheer you
Let's
up, though.
Let's tie that around. Let's talk about something about high school. How was the
graduation party? I don't know. Yeah. My kids have graduated. I have no idea. I asked them
mine
how.
Mine aren't seniors, but I wonder if a lot of people went, got drunk.
I'm sure they did.
Lied about their waivers.
Did you find any vomit on your lawn or no?
I didn't find vomit, but I did find a bunch
urine?
Of bottles. No, I found a lot of bottles tossed.
Ooh,
in my
really?
Listen, all the stuff I was doing in high school, hanging out with friends, and they were all drinking. I wasn't so much. They were drinkers and derelicts. I've got the playbook. So there's no way I'm having kids at my house doing that. No.
How do I look in a muscle shirt, by the way, now that I rolled up my sleeves? Actually, is that really pretty good?
Impressive.
That's pretty good.
Wow,
huh?
Your arms look a lot better than mine. Mine are pretty saggy.
Yeah.
But you've got like, yeah.
No, they're just itchy. So I had to lift
them
up.
Oh, you need lotion.
I guess so. I don't know. I'm very itchy today. So anyway, the community band is looking for people. What instrument do you play? Anything?
I play tambourine and I love to sing. I could be the Tracy, like the Partridge Family.
I was going
to
say Tracy, or I was going to say Josie and the Pussycats. Didn't they have a tambourine player in that?
Yes, I was a Josie and the Pussycats for Halloween once when I lived in New York City.
Which Pussycat?
I guess I was just one of the Pussycats. I wasn't Josie. One of the girls was Josie, and then the three of us were the Pussycats.
But there were only, were there four?
And the Pussycats.
I thought there were three.
There are three girls, yeah.
So one of you was...
One of us was the Pussycat. One of them dressed as a black cat.
The other three of us...
I forget which wig I had on. One had an orange wig. That was my friend Midge. She had the orange wig.
Right.
My friend Christy, I can't remember what she wore and then I wore. But we were. I'll bring the picture. I'll find the picture. We'll put it on the website.
So
I have
a
lot of pictures to get us on the website.
So are you going to try out with your tambourine for the community band? I think that would be something good for
you. I have been learning how to play the drums this year. I have a drum set in my basement I've been learning. But I feel like I can't lug that over
there. I was just going to say, are you going to take the entire drum set and wear it around your neck?
I'm not that good yet. So maybe I will try out to be tambourine player. What'll be funny is they probably don't have, they're probably looking for bass, guitar, keyboard, and trombone. No, keyboard and what was the other? Drum. So it'll be funny to come in and be like, hello, I'm here to audition for
you. This is a band. Oh, I thought this was a marching band. This is I don't know.
Oh,
I have no idea.
I thought you meant it's a band.
They just told me. Somebody in town handed this and said they need it.
Well, I think it would be funny to just go, hi, I'm here to play the triangle. Or the tambourine. Like, it'd be funny to, you know. I'm here to audition for the role of cowbell player for the band. I would like to do that.
You know, if this was a very dirty podcast, which is not, I would go in there and say I play the skin flute. But since I will not say something like that. I knew you were going to give me that look when I said it. I knew it.
Paul.
I knew. I'm still thinking about Au Naturel the other day.
Paul. Well, at least now we know where you can get your next set of dates if you and your ex-wife ever become XXX. Instead of going on Match.com, you could just go to the wax salon and meet someone.
Prior.
Be like, don't do it.
Right. Please.
Save the hair. Save the trees.
Right. Save the trees. What kind of trees are you saving?
Save the bushes.
That's better. Now you got it. Okay, so Community Band is looking for people. I also want to let you know that the Farmer's Market is on Thursday.
Oh,
don't
love
forget.
The farmer's
I
market.
Know you're a good Farmer's Market.
I am. I always put it on Facebook Live, which annoys you. I put Facebook Lives of me wandering around there. It makes me happy.
What kind of crap do you buy?
Oh, I buy fresh flowers from the fresh flower ladies.
Right.
I always buy some cheese made on some local farm from some local cow.
Right.
I do worry a little bit that without it being pasteurized, I might die.
Right.
But if I don't die, it tastes good.
It's a local cow, though? Are you sure about that?
Some kind of Connecticut cow. It's not usually, like, local within the town, but it's
somewhere in the
state. Oh, I
thought some neighbor person had a cow.
It's usually a Connecticut or New York cow. No, it's not a local cow. I have bought, you're going to laugh. I once put it on Facebook. I don't know if you remember, because I know I post a lot. I once bought a 14-inch, like, kielbasa type of thing there. Do you ever remember that post? It was a salami. No, it was a salami somebody made, and it was, like, this long. And I partly was like, I think I'm buying this just for the photo op.
Right.
Because it was so funny. But I bought that.
And where did
delish.
That salami, where is that? Oh,
I
it was
forget.
The
some local farm.
No, I mean,
delish.
Okay, and you brought it home?
Brought it home. Chomped away.
That was chomping?
Yeah.
Those noises drive me
that's
crazy.
That's the sound that makes my son want to pull his hair on
you
fire.
Chomping on a salami?
No, even if he's talking about, if he's saying how mouth noises bother him, like if he's making fun of me, if I'm sitting there thinking I'm doing nothing, he'll go, that's what he hears, even if I barely, if I just open my mouth, he hears that, but that's you
when you're working on that salami, that's what he hears.
No, but I'm saying that's his noise to say, like if we're all sitting watching TV, he'll go, as if to say, you're making mouth noises. But you hear it the same way as he does. Like, you guys hear it amplified.
Exactly.
It's called misophonia.
Is that it?
I have a therapist.
We've only spoken about it on all 70
episodes
that we've had.
A specific therapist that you can come to who lives in Townport who will, she's a specialist on this.
I can't do it.
You know, it wouldn't be cheating on your regular specialist. It'd just go because of that specialty. It'll
are you saying that I need therapy from more than one person at this point in my life?
You need it for the specialty. Misothonia.
I'm still picturing you. Now, when you ate this sausage...
Should I try and find it?
No. Did you hold it in both hands while you ate it? Or what? Did you cut it up?
I'm sure of how, like, I've got to find it. Now, go on the next topic and I'll find it.
Oh, my God.
It was probably 2 summers ago, but that was the farmer's market.
Right.
You asked, what else do I buy there? Flowers.
So if you want to see Suzanne munching on a sausage, go down to the farmer's market on Thursday. It promises to be a lot of fun. Last thing, you can help. We have a new neighbor in town. Someone,
really?
I saw them. I told them to listen to community news, and they had a question for which I had no answer to. So maybe you can help us with this.
Okay.
They would like to know what is the best playground in town right now. Can you answer that?
The best playgrounds.
Yes.
I would say the beach playground.
The beach playground is the best one.
Yeah.
So go to the beach playground.
I've got a lot of farmers markets posts. I'm looking. I wrote farmers market, and I have so many that came up for me.
I'm still going over your post from January, so I don't know if I've gotten it.
I have to find the one with the sausage, but sorry, keep going.
Okay, there's nothing else to say. It's a Tuesday.
Oh, it's a slow.
It's a short day. Yes.
A slow.
So, farmers market. The band is looking for people. And
here's what I wrote. I bought a $20, I guess I didn't, I put the picture lower in the comments. So right. I wrote, it was September 29th, 2016. I bought a $20 homemade salami from a hog farmer at the Townport Farmers Market today. And I'm not posting a picture of it because while I want to be treated equally, I love men and have no desire to emasculate any of you. But just know, it's a thing of beauty and tastes really good, too. So I didn't put a picture.
That was my status.
And then I got a lot of comments. But I do remember that at some point I put a picture in the... Here.
Oh, my God.
With thanks for sizing it. And you can see I had already eaten some, too.
It looks like you munched on that thing.
But isn't it great? That's why I purposely didn't... Imagine if the post was a picture of this thing. It was too phallic. So I just wrote that I bought
it. It would have been great had you just been caressing it.
And I did this. I guess I did this jokey one in the comments. So I can forward you that one. We can put it on community news.
Perfect.
Like, purposely with, like, coming out of my dress. That was the salami. See? I really do frequent the farmer's market.
I mean,
that's hilarious how I'm holding it.
Come on. So will you be, as a community service, will you be downing a salami at this week's
community farmers market? I need to go to the farmer's market. I haven't been there in a long time. Oh, look, I did a few poses. See, I'm immature.
Right.
I'm going to send you these.
You're immature and you're yelling at me for saying skin flu.
Usually it's you who's immature, but I guess...
I'm rubbing off on you.
I was immature on this post because I did many. And so I'll send you these and we can advertise this nice brand. They're out of where? They're out of Woodbridge, Connecticut.
Even better. Okay.
A hog farmer. I just like the way that sounds.
A hog farmer?
Hog farmer. It sounds like we live in Kansas.
You love hog farming, don't you?
Sounds like we live so far away.
All right. On this note, that about wraps up Tuesday's community news. If you're in a band, if you play an instrument besides triangle, because that's taken, make sure to go try out. As always, my name is Paul.
And as always, my name is Suzanne.
Suzanne, thank you so much. I just got your pictures of your salami.
Community. I can't wait for this to be in your camera roll. Your ex-wife is going to be like, Paul, what is that? What is going on?
Why do you have a giant salami?
I hope
salami.
You don't share your camera roll with your kids who are now home from college.
They see everything. All right, on that note, my name is Paul once again.
I am once again Suzanne.
Suzanne, a pleasure. I'll see you on Friday.
See you Friday.
Have fun at the farmer's market.
I sure will. I'm going to look for some more salami.
Take care. Bye-bye.